When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hurry, hurry, hurry to Monday Matinee on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
And welcome to Season 13, Episode 528, and we're your hosts, Jack Ward.
And David Ault. And with so much to listen to in our feature this week, we'd best just get right into it.
I know, I can't wait as we listen to Dane Leonardson's conclusion to book one of his epic fantasy series, Ancestry.
And it all happens right here
on the Sonic Society.
What are you doing home? I thought you had training.
We are to ride for the planes. I was wondering if you would be willing to go without Tarek for a spell.
Tarek? Why would you need her?
Apart from her skill in battle, we are in need of a guide, and she is the most qualified I could think of.
Well, I will allow it, but she will make the final decision.
Of course. Tarek, would you be willing to guide us? I would be most grateful.
I always yearn for the plains. I would be honored to accompany you.
Good. We shall depart shortly.
I can be ready in a few moments. Are you sure that you can manage without me?
I will manage. Go on.
Let me gather my things.
You will be careful, my son. I've had foul dreams since that beast almost took our Livian from us.
I will return, and hopefully with answers.
I count on it.
At your heel, Captain.
Farewell, Mother.
Yes, farewell.
I must say, I am looking forward to being on my horse again.
I can only imagine. I doubt it to be easy. Your way of life shifting so suddenly, and in such a short period of time.
I've suffered far worse. At least there is some sense of safety behind these walls.
Well, you can just stay close to me.
Yes, I am so glad to have a strong man protecting me.
Who said anything about protecting you? I'll be needing you to hold me when I get frightened.
Yes, of course. I can sing you a song and stroke your hair.
It'll take more than that to boo me.
I hope you don't mind that I've brought your horse as well, Tarek.
Of course not. Thank you.
Are we ready to depart?
I am.
Yes.
Then we make for the valley.
You've returned.
Yes, Madame Severa.
You have brought with you good news, I hope.
He has agreed to the list, but I wish you would have warned me about his appearance. I nearly ran away in fear.
He will not harm you, as long as you are working for me.
Well, either way, it seems the deal is struck, Madame.
Then it is now entirely up to Aaliyah. I do not envy her.
Please tell me this is the valley we seek. Those look like ruins to me.
I believe this is it.
Well, either way, I have a belly that needs filling.
You complain often for such a strong fellow.
Yes, well, it's easy for a tiny being such as you to say. I need food to keep this fortress standing. Besides, better a complainer than a condor.
Call me that again.
You want not to fight me, woman. Besides, if you are unable to take an insult, it's best you don't give them, huh?
You will not use that word again, Gadian. There is a vast difference between it and calling someone a whiner.
Fine, Captain. As you command.
And Tarek, put that sword away. We are to work together, not devour one another.
Why does that bother you anyhow, Tarek? It's only a word.
It is a word used by Elysians that feel the need to make themselves seem superior. The blood in our veins comes from the same source. All you need to do is follow the line back far enough.
Still, only a word. It's your reaction that gives it such meaning.
No, it is the meaning that causes such a reaction.
We will stop for a meal here in the ruins. I would like to look at them more closely anyhow.
Fine by me.
I have only heard tales of my homeland. It is unnerving to see it now.
Why is that?
The stories I have heard, they do not speak favorably of this place. Some say that it is a source of malicious evil.
Your people became ill in this valley, nothing more.
I did not realize that we were in the presence of Alakai himself. Please, tell me of your vast knowledge in these matters.
You are quite outspoken for a ward.
I think she will be good for your patience, Gadian.
I liked her more in a dress.
This stone is ancient by the look of it.
It seems as though these structures were once the mountain itself. It must have taken an eternity to carve it down.
Indeed. I'm glad it was not a task assigned to me.
And here in the ruin, there stands the three.
What? Show yourself, stranger.
A strange request? So I guess that makes you the stranger, stranger.
You will show yourself.
Are you asking that I show myself to you? Or perhaps you are asking me to show myself something? In which case, I will need to know what.
Come out into the open and speak plainly.
But of course, here I am in the open, but you are still so unclear. When you tell me to speak plainly, are you speaking of my speech, or perhaps speaking of the plains upon which we stand?
I say we kill him.
No, stay where you are, Gad. What do you want?
Many things, traveler. Many things.
If you would be so kind as to use less confusing words when communicating with us, we would be very appreciative.
Ah, finally, someone who utters with clarity. I will speak more directly. I am Ogsim, and this is my home. Or at least very near to it.
You live in these ruins.
As I said, I live very near these ruins.
What is it you want from us?
You have nothing that I want. I was merely curious. I heard a great deal of clattering about, you see. I thought perhaps an unwanted and sometimes large guest had returned.
He speaks in riddles. Part ways with him, I say.
I tend to agree.
Very well. We are leaving, stranger. I have no ill will towards you, but if you follow us...
You stink of Elysium. For all the light in the plains, I would not follow you.
Listen to me, old man. I...
Leave him, Gadian. We seek no quarrel here.
Very well.
Strange strangers, indeed.
Heal you?
Ah! Mother! What are you doing out here?
What are you doing out here? You look dressed for riding.
Mother, I can't just stay here. How will Ademus and Gad are out there? They need help.
And you are the help? Not only alone, but a half-cycle's ride behind?
Gadian is a slow rider. I will catch up to him.
You will go back inside. I let Tara go with them, knowing that I could count on you to assist me in her absence. They will be fine. Gadian is the most able warrior in Elysium.
It just doesn't sit well with me knowing I could potentially help.
Do you believe me when I tell you that there is more than one way to help?
Yes.
Then do as I say and place these containers over the fire.
Yes, Mother.
We can rest once we've made it over the next ridge.
We shall find a place to make camp soon. It is nearing dark.
We have some time yet. Onward, let us see what lies ahead.
Here marks the beginning of a wood. Are they therein?
I hope not. It is dense.
And there looks to be a stream running straight through the woods ahead of us. And more mountains to the left. And to the right, rolling hills. It appears to match these drawings. These could very well be the woods we seek.
It will be difficult enough for Gadian to make his way through woods this thick, much less our horses.
She's right.
Then we will proceed on foot. We can tie our horses here. Keep your wits and be at my heel.
What has become of the wildlife?
What do you mean?
Listen, not a single bird in earshot.
And look to the stream. It is still.
Are you certain it hasn't simply slowed? A deeper pocket, maybe?
No, she's right. It is completely still.
I do not like this. Stay vigilant.
What exactly are we looking for?
A large being named Vereni, one of the ageless kin of Ophani.
Ophani has sent you?
What? Who goes there?
The trees, the branches.
Come out.
I am already right in front of you.
The branches are a woman.
By the plains.
How is my sister, Ophani?
You are.
I am one of the Vereni.
What mean you by one of the Vereni?
My brother is the other one. You should be happy I found you first. My brother is horrible.
We have that in common. My sister is horrible.
Really? Does this mean we're becoming friends?
I guess so.
Really?
She is rather cute.
We are hoping that you could aid us. Ophani read to us your verse about the great tree. Can you help us find it?
That's a horrible place. Just awful. The cavelings there are mean, dreadful creatures.
Cavelings?
The cavelings is a term used to describe anything that lives in a cave.
You know about cavelings? Does this mean that we two are becoming friends?
Of course. I would love to be your friend.
This is the best cycle I've had since I can remember. I don't get to meet people often. My brother tends to frighten them all away.
Well, your brother won't chase me off so easily. Can you tell us where to find the tree? And why we would encounter cavelings?
Because the tree is within a cave, of course. In the ruins of Grigor, you see.
Oh, we've just come from Grigor.
That is where you'll find the cave entrance. At the base of the mountain. Just follow the ruins path, and you will see it eventually.
Oh, you've become water.
I am the forest itself. Watch.
This is incredible.
Is it becoming dark?
Yes, why? What's wrong?
You must leave now. My brother is coming.
That sound is your brother?
You don't understand. He's horrible.
We should leave. Now.
Get out!
Get out! Get out! Come in.
Run.
Come back. Return.
The branches are closing up ahead.
Move! The horses! The woods are trying to take them!
Get in your axe!
Already drawn.
No! It would have been so tasty.
The horses. We need to catch them.
There is no way. They are gone.
All of our supplies.
I know.
I think that's enough copying for now.
Is it time, then?
I don't see why not.
Thank you. It's been bothering me for quite some time.
We left off with Mikal saving your father, correct?
Yes, Lady Ophani.
Then we shall start here. Married soon was young Mikal to daughter of the hand. Alia, regal throughout time and loved across the land. When time had come for young Mikal to multiply his kind, it was revealed he could not yield and broken was his line.
He could not bear children?
There is more if he would allow me to finish.
Of course, m'lady, I apologize.
When Lucian had heard of this, he traveled to the one he knew might have the cure to give Mikal a son. Ogzim gave the gift of child, and Lucian returned, and gave to his dear friend Mikal the gift for which he yearned. And so was born to them a child with Gadion his name, and bound forever brotherhood, the two yet now remain.
That is a beautiful story.
There is a verse or two more in another book, but I will just give you the short of it. Mikal, being the greatest warrior in Elysium, was soon named captain of the Planesrunners. He was so grateful to Lucian for his gift that when the time came for the right hand to step down, Mikal ensured that Lucian received the title. And now, here you sit, the youngest of them all.
It's no wonder our families are so close.
Indeed. Now, I believe I would like to rest. You may do so as well, or continue with our work.
I think I shall keep going, at least for a while.
Very well. But do not push yourself too hard.
I will not. I promise it.
It's growing cold. We need to find shelter.
We could build a fire. You do know how to build a fire, yes?
Are we really not going to discuss what happened in those woods?
We need to fixate on survival. Fire?
I have made plenty of fires. With a torch. This is no time for amusement. With me, old friend. You should know that all times qualify for amusement. But Eric is right. It's starting to snow. We need to build a fire. Can you do that, Gideon?
Not like this. I had materials just in case we would need to make a quick fire, but it ran off with the horses.
Start gathering wood. I will deal with starting the fire.
Good thing I have my axe yet. I'll return.
Thank you, Gad.
Pleasure is mine.
What are you doing there, Tarek?
I'm gathering tinder. You start grabbing rocks.
For what purpose?
I will use them to create a spark.
So we only need two?
Two of a certain kind. Some work better than others. Look for any with a white, clearish mineral on them. Almost like glass, but murky.
I think I found one.
I have just about enough tinder.
Here's another.
Let me see them. These should work. Now we just need to wait for Gideon to return.
Well, until then, you'd better come close to me so that we can stay warm.
I think you will be fine. A noble attempt, though. I give you that.
I would not be able to sleep without at least trying. I do fancy you, you know. Tarek?
Am I expected to respond to that? I acknowledge your fancying me. It is most kind.
So that is it, then?
Then I will speak directly, if you must press. You are in love with Tanara, are you not?
I do not know. I enjoy being around her. She is beautiful. But ever since the dance, it is you I find myself thinking about in my idle time, not her.
Would you like to hear my perspective?
Please, go ahead.
Something new is always exciting. But love isn't about something new. It is about sticking with the old, no matter where that might lead, because that something old is all that you require. That something old only requires you. I will not be your something new.
Then be my something old.
I...
Wood is on its way!
Thank Alokai. I was beginning to think the wood had gathered you.
It had its chance. Back in the Viren.
Who needs a carriage when we have you, Gideon?
Easy for the sitting folk to say. I did my part. Now you make the fire.
I am. There you are. Now you can stop your griping, Ademus.
You have my thanks, Tarek.
This reminds me of that song. The one that your mother used to sing.
Which?
The one she sang to get us sleeping. A little somber, but nice.
Close your eyes, let the fire blaze you into night. Never far is the end. May we rise for light. Death will call for us all. Let us all die warm. Close your eyes, let the fire blaze you into night.
That was...
gorgeous, isn't it? We used to plead her to sing it.
Gad used to sleep in our house. It seemed like every night.
Aye, and if I wasn't, you were sleeping in mine.
Quiet.
What is wrong?
Something moves.
Tarek!
Father?
Tarek, it is you, child!
Some good fortune at long last.
What are you doing out this far and wandering during Dark Cycle?
We're searching for a safer area. The animals are relentless in the hills.
That's strange.
Now, what are you doing out here?
We're trying to find the cause behind the attacks.
Already riding out for important tasks. I told you that you would impress the Elysians.
She is skilled indeed, Neff.
Guardian? And is that you, Adimus? Oh, you must have made a lasting impression to be riding with such company, daughter mine.
She saved my little sister from certain death, as well as my mother.
It was not certain death, you flatter me.
Believe me, Neff, it was certain.
She is strong. Now, I can't help but wonder, where are your horses? Surely you did not travel so far on foot.
We were attacked. We lost our horses.
Interesting, as we've just found three horses running about.
Bless you, Neff.
I will return them to you, for a price.
Oh?
You must share your fire and help us eat the food we cook on it.
You should have heard the song that Adema sang, Father.
Oh, I heard. Tell me, why is it that the Elysians sing such sad songs?
That is simple. Life is sad at times.
Life will be sad all on its own. Music should remind us of happy times.
We do have some happy songs.
Even your happy songs are sad to me. We will show you a true happy song. Gather your instruments.
You have instruments here.
We are wandering people. We always have our instruments.
And you've yet to sing me a song, Derek.
Nor will I ever.
Song of the Dance seems a good fit. Swing your arms and throw your hair, stand with me, abandon cares. Though the wind is blowing harsh, we'll dance across the way. Life is hard and full of tests, and we are family nonetheless. Come and lay your burdens down, we'll dance across the way.
Oh my friends are at my side. Come and lay your burdens down, we'll dance across the way. Oh my friends are at my side. Come and lay your burdens down, we'll dance across the way. Oh my friends are at my side. Come and lay your burdens down, we'll dance across the way.
Wake up.
Neff, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, calm yourself. But it's time that we move along. Didn't want to leave you unguarded out here. It's light now, so you should be somewhat safe. Best of luck on your travels. I'm sure we'll see one another again.
Goodbye, Father.
Goodbye, love. Keep these two safe, won't you?
I will do my best.
Come, we're leaving.
We should be going. Time is against us.
Look, we've almost made it to the valley. The ruins are just around the corner. I had no idea we were so close. Let's gather our wits and be on our way. Looks as though Neff fed the horses. I am ready when you two are.
Ready.
Let us ride, shall we? At my heel. Take care. The stone is worn with age.
We should tie our horses here.
Hopefully they remain unharmed and in one place until our return.
Watch your step yet. This is still dangerous terrain. I will lead, but give me room. No sense in all of us falling to our deaths.
Yes, better you than I.
Your loyalty is inspiring. Stepping this lightly is akin to dealing with your sister, Gad.
Oh? What do you know of it, Tarek?
I know that by the way you've just reacted, it must hold some truth.
She means well. She's just a bit of a worrier, that's all.
It's those very attributes that make her a fine noblewoman. She knows her desires and pursues them.
Precisely. Being selective has its advantages.
Finally. The ground here seems solid enough.
Is that the cave? Down to the left?
Only cave I see.
Hold your tongues. We have been warned of the dangers that lie here, and I will not have you be distracted. Are you ready?
Yes.
After you.
In we go.
Have we a source for light? It's far too dark here.
Our eyes will adjust. Give it time.
Quiet. We'll just have to move slowly.
Ready
heavens, quietly, something moves.
Allora, come with me.
Your light, it's blinding.
My light has delivered you from certain demise. Now follow me before the foul things return.
Fine, lead on.
Through this passage, quickly. Stand aside. I must block the way.
What is this place? And who are you, kind stranger?
We have been over this before. But perhaps light will renew your memory. Irithloma.
The old man from the road.
You!
I believe it to be me, though I have not seen my reflection in quite some time.
Do you live here?
When I do not live elsewhere.
I cannot say that I've missed conversing with you.
Of course not. You are far too busy missing everything else.
Was that a slight to my intellect?
Yes, but only a slight slight.
Enough! I care not if you saved us. Go on, say something witty. I'll leave and take your clever tongue with me.
Taking my clever tongue will not make you any more clever, you know.
As you wish.
Gadian, do not!
Unhand me!
You think yourself strong? I have battled the strongest of beings, and trust me, you are not one of them. They'll not.
What have you done to him?
He is bound to the stone.
You must release him.
No, I mustn't. He failed the trial, and he will remain until your departure.
Then we will depart now.
Do you not seek the tree?
What do you know of the tree? Who are you?
I am Ogsim.
Kin to Ophani.
You know him?
He is one of the ageless.
Lord Ogsim, forgive my insolence. I did not know. I am Ademus, son of Lucian.
And how could you know such a thing? You reacted as any good leader would. Now rise. You need not bow to me.
It is a pleasure to meet you, my lord.
The pleasure is all yours.
We seek the great tree. Please, can you take us to it?
I can and will take you to it. This girl must stay here.
What? Why?
To watch your companion on the wall.
I do not think he will go anywhere.
You will watch him regardless.
Yes, my lord.
I will show you the way.
A ladder? How deep will it take us?
Deep.
I will follow you then.
No.
I will go first?
Yes.
Fine then.
This is a sacred place, and you must treat it as such.
What does that entail?
You mustn't touch anything unless I tell you otherwise. You will stop if instructed. You will not show others the way to this place. If you break any of these rules, you will perish.
In what way?
I will kill you.
Then I agree to your rules.
Good lad. Just a bit further.
Is that water I hear?
You expected to find a tree without water?
I have no idea what I should expect.
Wise. To expect anything is to be prepared.
A waterfall?
Indeed. Walk through to the other side.
What?
Do it.
Right. By the plains.
Behold, the great tree.
This is dreadfully boring. You hate me so much that you refuse to speak?
I do not hate you. I am angry with you at the moment, however. I could be touching the bark of the great tree itself, if not for your lack of control.
It is a tree. How interesting can it be?
Who?
Shh, 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 shh.
What is that?
Get me down from here!
It is no use! You will not budge!
Run! Run! Get Ademus!
I will not leave you here to die.
You're a fool! Run!
This is no mere tree. What lies at its base there?
A well, and you are not to drink from it.
What makes the water red?
It is not water.
What was that?
We must return, quickly.
Tell me what is happening!
There is a horrid creature, a beast... Your friends are in grave danger. We must return.
You were just telling me of this now?
I did not expect him to return so hastily.
Can you not defeat this creature?
I cannot. Hurry!
Ademus!
Gadian, we are coming!
Ademus, hurry!
Deliarin!
Ademus!
Where is Tarek?
A massive creature. It broke through the stone. It took Tarek and left. There were other beasts with it, like the one Tarek killed.
Come on!
There, across the valley.
Where are they headed?
They're headed straight for the threshold. Go on, I can help you no longer.
It's almost to the threshold.
What can we do?
Hold, foul beast!
It stopped.
Elysians.
Please, whoever you are, unhand our companion. There is no need for any of this.
Unhand her?
Yes, please.
No!
Gadian! Help me!
You are Gadian, then?
I am. My mother greets you, beast.
What?
Silence! Where is it?
You will get it. I give you my word.
Gadian, please!
Let go of the tree, little one.
Please, help me! I am losing grip!
You are right, Ademus. Sometimes, all you need to do is let go.
No!
They have both of them been severed.
You've done well. With these two gone, I can get you the item you seek. For now, you should leave. I will bear this tragedy to Elysium.
Saphira will know where to find me.
So, once Ademus and Gadion return, we can focus on individual training. It's easy for men to fall behind without one-on-one attention.
Agreed. We are only as strong as our weakest soldier. What stance are we focusing on right now?
We still have much work to do in the... Gadion, what is the matter, boy?
They are severed.
Who?
Where is my son?
Ademus, he is severed. The creature, it threw him over the threshold. He is still out there.
What creature?
I don't know. Oh, Alucai. I don't know. I don't know.
Lucian, stop. We need to think on this.
There's nothing to think on.
But what will you do?
Whatever I can.
You cannot run blindly into
He is my son. I will do anything to protect him. You of all people should understand this. Now move aside.
I understand, but Lucian, this will mean your severing.
Then severed, I will be.
I must go after him. Gadion, stay here. You have done enough, my dear son.
Is it done?
Mother, I didn't know you were here.
Well, is it done?
Yes, it is done. They are dead.
You have done well, my handsome son. Do not grieve, for you have saved our household from collapse.
I did not mind watching that condor die. She thought too highly of herself, but Ademus... he was like kin.
With time, you will reap the rewards of your sacrifice.
I need to be alone now.
Of course, dear boy. I do love you. Remember that.
Lucien, do not do this.
Get out of my way, Mikal. Now.
You are not thinking clearly. You can see the barrier, yes?
Move.
You cross through, and it's over. You leave behind your entire family. Think of them. Nari, Helial, Livian. Will you have them abandon Elysium to join you? Or perhaps just leave them fatherless?
He could still be alive. You, of all people, understand the importance of a son. He is my son, Mikal. Now, let me pass.
Fine.
What have I done?
Gadian, I...
Leave!
Gad, I know this was hard. I'm sorry you had to see it, but please, you have to see that you've saved our family.
I saved a title. We were in no danger.
When you have kids, you will now have something greater to give them. Can you not see?
You tricked me. You heartless wench.
You did what you did all on your own, brother. Do not blame me.
No. Gathering? Now?
Gadion!
Father! Thank Alokai you've returned. What is happening out there?
That is why we have sounded the horn. Announce me, boy.
Yes, sir. Mikal! Advisor of war!
Elysians, we have before us a great foe. We know not who or even what this enemy is. What we do know is that the unprovoked attack of this beast has resulted in the severing of three of our noble people. Ademus, our captain. Lucien, the right hand of Alokai himself. And the ward, Taric. I will be assuming the role of captain again in this so great an hour of need.
No.
Alokai.
All hail the king!
Alokai, my king.
Mikal, my faithful friend. You are known as the most noble warrior to have ever lived. You've earned that reputation. Not in a mere moment of bravery or heroism, but each and every day. You awaken and rise to serve this realm and the people therein. It is for this reason that I leave you to rule in my absence.
Absence, my king? You are leaving?
There is something that I must do. I, Alokai, king of the realms, bestow upon you my sword. And with it, I give you the power of the Archai.
My king!
Take up the sword.
You are truly leaving.
The power of the well no longer lies in secret. I must go.
I see.
Tell me, has anyone discovered what really lies in the well?
I do not think so. At least, not yet.
You must do your best to see that it remains that way. What of the path that lies within the tree? Has anyone discovered the humans?
No, my king. That I do know for certain.
Good. Now, I must go.
Farewell, Alokai. I hope to see you again.
I will return, my friend. I will return.
Helial, I've been looking everywhere for you. What are you doing down here by the gates?
debating with myself.
What about?
Whether or not I should ride out there to look for them.
Haliel, I cannot imagine how you feel.
No, you cannot.
Do you wish for me to leave?
I almost followed you. You know.
What?
A while after you left, I was on my way to ready my horse, and right after you, Mother stopped me. I knew I could catch up to you.
I see.
Gideon, how did you...
I escaped for the very reason that you could have caught up to us. I was far too slow. I didn't even make it to the fight in time. It is my fault.
Don't you dare. I know you. You did your best. You did not choose to be so large.
Yes, well...
Rider coming!
A rider?
By the plains, open the gates, Bargain, hurry!
Right, I'm going. Is that...
It's the ward, sir.
What?
Derek!
In my heart, I feel it start to rise, calling me to dark and eternal demise. The severing is sure, my furnace wearing thin. Oh, Alec, I pray for strength within. Oh, Alec, I pray for strength within. Rising up at dawn and falling with the dusk, shadow covers wall and cold it captures.
Ancestry, Book 1, The Fall. Written and directed by Dane Leonardson. Script edited by Scott Phillips. Original music and sound design by Dane Leonardson. With Boyd Barrett as McCall. Chris Jarvis as Clerk. Danny Martinek as Tarek. Drew Prophet as Lucian. Aline Hoskins as Nari. Justin Fife as Gideon. Kareem Cronfley as Ogzim, Lauren Thompson as Tanara and Safira, Lindsay Leonardson as Paldira, Maximilian Defoe as Afani, Mike Jansen as the Dark Vereni, Nick Winokur as Lair, Owen McEwen as Borgen and the Creature, Robert Cudmore as Nif, Sarah Golding as Aaliyah, Sarah Taylor as the Light Vereni, Tanya Maloyevic as Haliel, Zoe Embler as Livian, and Dane Leonardson as Ademus. Thank you for listening.
And that's this week's show.
Please return with us next week as we look into a completely immersive audio experience. And until then, why not immerse yourself in the Sonic Society with a review? It helps others find our show, but more importantly, it helps others find all the shows we feature.
Speaking of finding our shows beyond the RSS feed and Stitcher, you can go for news and all our shows on sonicsociety.org.
Or join the conversation on Facebook or on Twitter at Sonic Society or at AstroTour2010, or email us at sonicsociety@gmail.com.
Until we delve right into next week, thank you and good night. I'm Jack Ward.
And I'm David Ault. Good night.
The Sonic Society is written and produced weekly by Jack J. Ward and David Ault, with original music by Sharon B. at SharonB.com. All features, interviews, and audio drama shorts are owned completely by their originators and provided to the Sonic Society by Creative Commons licensing. The Society itself originates from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks for listening.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express, pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
It always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including
Halloween.
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.